We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News, also the host of the Locked On Network's Fantasy Football Show. Vinny, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going, Rich? Thanks for having me on.
Well, excited, looking forward to this draft. It seems to be more mystery this year than in most years, and maybe that's because some teams, well, like the Cleveland Browns, are keeping things pretty close to the vest.
Yeah, you can pretty much throw out most mock drafts and have been doing them like crazy. And it's more just to get an idea of what these teams might be thinking. And I think you haven't seen as much disparity in these mock drafts going in, even starting with the number one pick. Some people are Sam Darnold, who still seems to be the slight favorite. And then there's a lot of Josh Allen as well. So that means the Browns have done a pretty good job. And now you hear Baker Mayfield's name being thrown in. So means they've done a good job of smoke screening everybody and keeping their plans close to the vest. And that's what you're supposed to do if you have the number one overall pick, not kind of show your hand. And unfortunately, they really can't because there's no surefire player like Myles Garrett from last year's draft that you're going to take number one overall.
Well, you got to tip your cap to the Browns. They have not always had success with grabbing quarterbacks, but it sounds like one way or the other, they'll come out of that first pick with a QB.
Yeah, I think because they control so much with number one, they don't have to make another trade or anything to get the quarterback of their choosing. They could flip it and get it at four, but a lot of things could happen at two and three where they don't want to run that chance. But you look at one hand at Sam Darnold, he's a guy that could start right now, but the Browns don't need a guy to start right now all of a sudden with Tyrod Taylor there. So they could look at the big arm of Josh Allen and the raw athletic skills as well and see a little bit of Ben Roethlisberger there for Todd Haley. So right now, I'm leaning toward the mild upset in Allen, but a quarterback regardless, and it's definitely going to have a domino effect on what other teams get at quarterback.
Well, let's talk about that with the number two pick, the New York Football Giants, uncertain future for Eli Manning. Would the Giants pass over Darnold if he's available to grab Barkley out of Penn State?
I think that's a strong possibility because you look just 2 years ago, this Giants team was a playoff team. Some things fell apart. They started getting the offensive line built back up with Nate Solder in there at left tackle. Now you have Barkley in there. Dave Gettleman came from the Panthers where the running game was very successful, set up a lot of things in the passing game. And all of a sudden you look defensively, you get a little healthy. So I think you're looking at either Saquon Barkley or Bradley Chubb there for the Giants, even though they're transitioning a little bit defensively. But either of those guys is what they need. These are two guys that represent what the Giants were doing when they were winning a lot of games, being physical up front, running the ball, and on the same side on defense, having a lot of depth and rushing the basket.
And if the Giants make that move and go with Barkley, you think next up at three, the Jets might take advantage of the opportunity and grab Darnold?
Yeah, I think Darnold is on their radar. I think you have to look at Baker Mayfield. You have to look at Josh Rosen. I think the one guy I'm not crazy about for the Jets is Josh Allen, just because the Jets, there's a little bit more immediacy with their quarterback pick, a guy that they can feel comfortable putting out there. I know they brought back Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater, but McCown's a little older. He doesn't typically finish seasons. Bridgewater coming off a major knee just a couple years ago. So they don't have any immediate answers, and it's really hard to go more for a project guy in that sense. So I think it's going to be Darnold or Rosen probably in the end for them. I think Mayfield, to me right now, starting with one, going to the Jets, he's the biggest wild card, exactly where he'll end up, but among the first few quarterbacks.
Bradley Chubb is out there. If he's available, you think the Cleveland Browns will grab him at number four?
They definitely should. I mean, you look at Minkah Fitzpatrick and Derwin James, and there's Denzel Ward out there too. But the Browns did a few things at corner, and they're okay with their safeties. And you look at what you can get at Chubb, you have Myles Garrett. And I mentioned the pass rush and what that meant for the Giants. Well, it's still the theme here. The Eagles won the Super Bowl with a deep pass rush as well. So if you're loaded there and you have a bunch of guys who can rush the passer, you're going to have an opportunity to win a lot of games. And there's a copycat league, and I think a lot of people want to follow that blueprint. And the Browns have a unique opportunity to do so with the number one and number four overall pick.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. So you think, as others do, that we may see as many as five quarterbacks go in the first round?
Yeah, five, and then there's the potential of six if Mason Rudolph creeps in there. I really think more Mason Rudolph is probably going to go in the top of the second for one of those teams that didn't get a quarterback early. So I think that's more how it plays out here. But Lamar Jackson, he's the guy that's the most buzzworthy, the most interesting to me, because I think when you weigh it, I think he still has the most upside. We know what kind of athlete he is. That's what you see is what you get. But there's so many other things he can do to win games and lift teams here. We know that. So it'll be, when you look at the Patriots and Steelers and Saints and Jaguars and all these teams that are very good, playoff teams from last year, but have a quarterback solution for now, if he ends up in one of those places, I think it's going to be great for Lamar Jackson.
Well, the Patriots have some picks, and they have some needs as well. They need a quarterback. They need a pass rusher. They need a left tackle to replace Nate Solder. Where do you think they'll go with that 23rd pick, or do you think they maybe will try and trade up at some point?
I think they could do a lot of different things. It helps that they have a lot of ammo on day two as well, a lot of high picks in this draft of the Patriots, a departure from what they've had in recent drafts here. So I'd like to see what they do with them. I don't think there's any special player that they would necessarily move up for. I know there are some rumblings of would they make a big move up for a quarterback. Well, I think if they do that, then you have a better indication that this might be actually the last year for Tom Brady if he's indeed coming back, like his agent, a lot of people have said. So I think that there's an emphasis on the quarterback early, then the Patriots are already thinking about Brady hanging it up, but if they go with left tackle and get an inside linebacker or a pass rusher, something more immediate, then you know that they feel pretty good about Brady helping for a little while.
Is Colton Miller their top target on the O-line?
I think you have to start there just because of the value you're going to have. I think you can look at Mike McGlinchey another day, but everyone expects him to be gone by then. Colton Miller is more of that left tackle type. There's a lot of things that he could due to Polisher's game. I think he's a bit of a raw athlete, but to me, even if he's a reach there, the Patriots need to consider him with two first-round picks if they don't make any trades. And then another guy that I had in the mock there was Rashawn Evans, the linebacker from Alabama. They need some more linebacker help, some versatility there as well that Bill Belichick usually covets. They've been kind of short on that, and they need a body there that can do things inside the linebacker does, but also get to the pass.
As for the Patriots quarterback situation, of course, they had a guy in Jimmy Garoppolo that they sent away. Will they go that similar route and look to the FCS ranks? I've seen them connected a lot to Kyle Laletta, the outstanding quarterback out of the University of Richmond.
Yeah, I think the Patriots could definitely go in that direction, take care of what their needs are now for offensive line and linebacker, and come back with that quarterback later. And Kyle Laletta is an option, I think. You go a little deeper, Riley Ferguson could be in play there from Memphis. But, well, that is their kind of guy that, like I said, a little bit of Garoppolo in him, a little bit undervalued, but I think the secret's more out of him. When they go after someone like Luke Falk at Washington State, there are a lot of options here for the Patriots to kind of develop, and they know that they're pretty confident with Garoppolo that they can find a pretty good guy to groom away from the first round.
Vinny, from your perspective, who's a guy or maybe two in the first round that can be impact players right away, guys that can step in and do something for their teams in this 2018 season?
Well, Barkley and Chubb are right there, but I'm going to also go with Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame. You just plug him into your offensive line. He can be highly productive, very similar to what another Notre Dame guy did there, Zach Martin, coming to the Cowboys, just immediate impact, taking over the offensive line and really dominating. So he's a guy that these guards are getting paid a lot more now, with Andrew Norwell getting a lot, Kevin Zeitler last year. It will be soon Martin's turn to get paid. It's a more coveted position. I just don't think there's any bust factor with Nelson.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Check him out online. Read what he's got to say. He's got a mock draft out there and lots more good information. As always, we'll be following you during the draft as well. Vinny, we appreciate you making time for us today.
All right, thanks a lot, Rich. Have a good one.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News breaking it down for us here on Downtown.